الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وزد واكرم وترحم وتحنن على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته الى يوم الدين، اما بعد. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: سبحان الذي اسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام الى المسجد الاقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من اياتنا انه هو السميع البصير. صدق الله العظيم. All praise and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector and controller of every single being. Peace and salvation be upon our beloved Master Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is chosen by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the role model for the entire humanity who believe in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who want to be successful in this world as well as the hereafter. Every single sunnah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a role model, example and a means of our successful in this world and hereafter. May Almighty Allah's peace and salvation be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, companions, on every single brothers and sisters from the time of Sahaba until today, who sacrificed, who intentionally made the effort to preserve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to convey it until today. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized in the Quran with regard to the humanity, he requests us and he keeps emphasizing, Ya ayyuha an-nas, ittaqoo rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidah. O people, fear the Lord who created you from one soul. Each and every one of us have been created from Adam and Hawa alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding that we need to keep reminding ourselves, our Rabb, our Lord, our sustainer, our protector, the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to live in the conscience that Allah is protecting us, Allah is observing us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of all our affairs. So whatever we do, we must try and this of our ability to do it in such a way that Allah or Creator Lord Almighty will be pleased with us. This is what is referred as taqwa. My respected brothers, the last 3 weeks from the 7th of October until today, what we see in the social media and what we see in all the digital platforms to the land of Jerusalem, Palestine and Gaza. And I get lots of questions from youngsters at this moment when they see what is happening here. They are very emotional. It is a sign of Iman, the sign that we have a sense of humanity. We see the destruction and the loss of life and oppression that is taking place. But my dear brothers and sisters, and every single one of us needs to remind ourselves, this is happening in that land time after time. In our modern history, this is happening for the last 75 years. But if you go back, refer to the Quran, if you go back to the history of the Quran, this land is going through this trial continuously. And when you see the history, it's beginning 40 years after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established Masjid al-Haram, Ka'batullah. The hadith very clearly says, 40 aman, after 40 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established Baytul Maqdis, Masjid al-Aqsa was established. And it is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was the first Qibla from Adam alayhi salam till Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sahaba for almost 15 months they went in prayer towards the Masjid al-Aqsa, Baytul Maqdis. So it was the Qibla of all the previous Muslim Ummah from the time of Adam alayhi salam
Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the people of Israel heard the Masjid al-Haram, Baytullah, Ka'batullah. And then we have the history from Ya'qub alayhi salam. Ya'qub alayhi salam, the children of Ya'qub alayhi salam is referred as Ibrahim. And children of Ya'qub alayhi salam, they were living in that land, and we know the betrayal starts there. They betrayed their own brother, Yusuf alayhi salam, from that land. Abu Salam, which is the land now. Farasi is the new modern name. Abu Farasi is what made in the Quran, which we call as Abu Muqaddasa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded Musa alayhi salam and the people of Musa alayhi salam, Ya qawmi dukhulu al-ardh al-muqaddasa al-lati yubarak. O people and O people of Musa alayhi salam, Allah says, go enter the land which Allah has purified, it is their ardh al-muqaddasa. Quran refers to Masjid al-Aqsa, and Quran refers as Bayt al-Maqdis, Hadith refers as Bayt al-Maqdis as well. This is the word which is referred in the Quran. Ya'qub alayhi salam, own children, they flourished, they planned, they betrayed their own brother, Yusuf alayhi salam. And Yusuf alayhi salam is the Qudr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Qudr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's intention, Yusuf alayhi salam is going to be a great prophet. And Yusuf alayhi salam is the Qudr, and we all know in the Surah Yusuf, in the end, Yusuf alayhi salam says, this is the interpretation of my dream. According to the interpretation of the dream, Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was a young boy, when he dreamt, he came and told his father about the dream, and then the father said, don't tell this to your brothers, don't inform this to your siblings, alright, don't tell them. When they got to know, they got to behave Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam comes to his sister, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Yusuf alayhi salam in Allah. There's a difference of opinion. Whether Yusuf alayhi salam ruled Egypt or not, or whether he was in charge of the treasury of Misr, this is a difference of opinion. But he had authority in the Misr. He was taking care of the affairs of the people. And when he was given the leadership, the entire brothers and whole family migrated to Misr. And they were living with honor and dignity for a longer period. They were minority, a small group of people, but they were ruling over the people of Egypt and surrounding. And then Allah gave them wealth, when Allah gave them authority, this is the history is repeated. Every single time, authority has been given, wealth has been given, power has been given, they oppress others. And that happened when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the Allah's punishment, this trial came in, Fir'aun comes, and Fir'aun invaded. For the 200 plus years, they were living as slaves in the land of Egypt. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them Musa alayhi salam. Through Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them. That is the day of Ashura, on the 10th of Ashura. That is the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Bani Israel. It is the Quran refers to this incident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them. Immediately after the protection, the first command, go back to your land. Go back to the Ardh al-Muqaddasa. They came on with a various excuse. They said, no, you cannot go there. Because there are people, there are, you know, people who are with lots of power and authority. People who are built so, you know, built so strong. You cannot go and do that. For 40 years, they came. They were Musa alayhi salam had a dream. He said, I want to be buried in the Ardh al-Muqaddasa. Ardh al-Muqaddasa. It was very close to say that Allah is not giving me that opportunity. Musa alayhi salam is buried a little further away from it. He said, if you throw a stone, it is Ardh al-Muqaddasa, the blessed land. But Musa alayhi salam is buried. From the descendant of Musa alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam comes. Then, even with Dawood alayhi salam and Talut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers in Surah Baqarah. They will say, okay, now, our, you know, if we want to be successful, we need to make it to this land. This is the same story they are bringing up. The same narrative that the Zionist is coming. We need to have a land. This is land is promised by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is before our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. After sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, all this land belongs to everyone who believes in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahabun this is not yet been Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the leadership to Talut and Daud alayhi salam. Daud alayhi salam mashallah. He gets in there, the mihrab of the small masjid, the first masjid again was rebuilt by Daud alayhi salam, called mihrab of Daud alayhi salam. Still they have a sign there. And then Sulaiman alayhi salam, the son of Daud alayhi salam, established the masjid al-Aqsa. Masjid al-Aqsa, the new, you know, the construction which was done, it was revived by how Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam revived the Masjid al-Haram Baytullah, Sulaiman alayhi salam revived the foundation of the Baytul Maqdis, Sulaiman alayhi salam revived. And for a longer period than this day, and I will take your brother, and you know Quran speaks about their betrayal one after other. Many prophets were killed by their own hands. Zakaria alayhi salam was killed by their own hands. Isa alayhi salam, they plotted to kill Isa alayhi salam from our belief, you were wrong, you were fine, you were good, you were praising by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuously after one after other, then we know the moment the visited emperor was the good. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was living, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking about the virtues of Masjid al-Aqsa and Baytul Maqdis, at that time the entire land by the Romans. So it was ruled by them, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, still emphasized. This is the three masjid. There is three narration with regard to Masjid al-Aqsa. One thing, a salah in Masjid al-Aqsa is greater than any other place except for Masjid al-Nabawi and Masjid al-Haram 1,000 times. Another narration 500 times. Another narration 250 times. All the three hadiths in there. One salah in Masjid al-Aqsa is at least 250 times or 500 times or 1,000 times greater than any salah we perform outside Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba came to Rasulullah, they are able to go to Masjid al-Aqsa only with you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is how it is today. You must resist the lamb of the Masjid al-Aqsa. It actually, that is the Ummah's responsibility. At that time, it was not ruled by the Muslims. In the time of Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, the entire land comes under Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu. But, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Ummah a lesson. When Umar, radiallahu anhu, entered there, he made sure that the Christians who believe in whatever it is, whatever practice they are doing, Umar ibn Khattab made sure that he is not going to misuse his authority or anything. He allowed the people, the Christians, to follow their faith. He did not pray, he refused to pray. There was no clean place to pray. He refused to pray in the church. He said, no, if I pray here, it will be taken over by the people who come after because it's the faith. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu said, and until today, people have never seen. There's two ancient churches which is more than 1,500 years old. It is controlled, it is being protected by two Muslim families. The key is in the Muslim family. They are protecting generation after generation. This is the deen and this is the Islam of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is their practice, their belief. We need to give them the freedom. In the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, everybody lives there, Christians lives there. Jews lived there. Even in time of Rome, when they were controlling, everyone lived there without any problem. Everyone was living together. And then you understand, you know, the crusaders come, they take over the land, and then after that, Salahuddin Ayyubi, he took take over it. After Salahuddin Ayyubi, the Ottoman emperors, they were, you know, Ottomans were ruling for a long period. Until the late, you know, this is 1900, the beginning of 1900, 1920, 1980, this period, the British take over, then only this entire land is being divided into small pieces, different countries, new countries come up, new lands come up. My respected brother, since then, 1947, since then, for 75 years, these people are going through one after another. As the Hadith of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be a group of people who are immune. They will be so resilient in the land of Baytul Maqdis. Land of Baytul Maqdis, they will be sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a glad tidings be among those people. My respected brothers, time comes, people come and go. over history, there have been lots of battles taking place. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sure that people, they will be resilient, they will be taking over one after another. At that moment, what we as Muslims are living in this part of the world of envy, very important. Worrying, we are very emotional. Some young boys and girls are very emotional, saying, what can we do? We need to remember, whatever we do, we cannot be prepared for our emotions. We don't act based on anger and emotion, we act based on the guidance of Almighty Allah and the guidance of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to educate ourselves about the masjid and Masjid al-Aqsa and the surrounding land with the right track. That's very important. See, the right information, we need to do our own work and learn about it and convey this right message to everyone. That's very, very important. It belongs to all. It is about humanity. It is about freedom of religion. It is about justice. It's not about Arabs or Jews. It's not about Muslims and Jews and Christians. It is about humanity. It is about what is right and what is wrong. So we need to learn and educate ourselves and correct the right decision. Number two, at this moment, we can only our capacity, our capability. Allah is not going to ask beyond that. There's only three categories of da'wah. There's only three categories of resisting oppression. One, biyadi, that is to the power, the force and authority you have. At the moment, we as Sri Lankan Muslims, we do not have that. We do not have the power, we do not have the authority, we do not have the power to use our hands, the fist. Biyadi, that is it, we cannot do that. So there is a certain level from the Islam of power. That means we need to make sure we speak on behalf of humanity. We speak on behalf of right and justice, on behalf of the people who are oppressed. We speak, we write, we share. That is our primary responsibility. Not just putting a thumbs up, sharing a emoji, or whatever it is. It is about we clearly express our stance. We clearly express our stance one after the other by educating, taking the right information. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us the surur al-nazila at the moment in the ummah, humanity is going through this difficulty. Surur al-nazila, we make dua. Surur al-nazila only one time sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made your first about the tribe. But we intend that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for producer, made dua for protection. That's very, very important. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions to be grateful that Allah has given us the same Quran. The Hadith of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you read, you know, when you happen to be a day, when the morning time comes and you have to be woken up in a situation, three conditions that Allah is in there. You read the morning hours in an environment of hate, you are not there with protection. You love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People of color, people, you know, many part of the world, they do not have the safety. When they wake up in the morning, they don't know what's going to happen. They live with the fear. So we need to remember that. When Allah has placed us in an environment of safety, we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we have to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the Quraysh in Surah Al-Quraysh, the Ila the Quraysh, the Ila the Imperfect of the Quran of the Quraysh. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I made sustenance easy upon you. If you were hungry, you had no problem, food was available. And there was no fear. I gave you protection, protected you from fear. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we need to be grateful and remember those who are going through this difficulty, who are living in the fear. And the second part of the hadith says, if you are being given a good health, you will come and you will be given a good health. You are a healthy person, you are not sick. And then you have sustenance for the day, and you have possessed the entire world. If you have that, that's what we need for every day. You have protection, you are not sick, you are alhamdulillah, you are very, you know, healthy. And then you have sustenance for the day. That means you possess the entire world. It's equal. You're the king on that day because you don't need to ask anyone anything. At this moment, you need to make dua, you need to be ready to say, you don't get so emotional and get carried away and some outside forces take use of our emotion and this that is inviting for that jihad and this jihad and all that. That is not our responsibility. If anybody acts against that without the proper instruction, that is the Allah following the Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.